Well, what we're trying to do is to get Governor Crist and the other members of the Board of Executive Clemency to make good on the promises that they made in 2007, which was to restore civil rights, including voting rights, to people with no history of violent offenses in an expedited manner. And that has happened for some. Some individuals have gotten their rights restored who would not have gotten their rights restored before. But thousands, tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of individuals have just not had that promise realized at all. And in fact, the process even more bogged down in bureaucracy than it was before.
Now, it's not only voting rights that we're talking about here, correct? It includes other civil rights. What are some of those?
Well, when someone has a past felony conviction, they lose not only the right to vote, but also the right to serve on a jury and the right to hold public office. So those are the three civil rights that we're talking about. And these are just real basic fundamental rights relating to being able to participate in the democratic process after a person has served his or her time and completed the terms of his or her sentence.
And you also point out that Florida is one of only a few states and democracies worldwide that impose such a restriction on nonviolent convicted offenders, correct?
That's correct. I know that there is no place as that disfranchises more people than Florida. It has some of the most draconian restrictions, not just in the U.S., but certainly in the world.
Now, you're also asking that the Clemency Board remove restitution as a precondition for civil rights restoration, although you're not asking that these monetary judgments be completely waived.
Yeah, we're not asking for them to be waived at all. What we're suggesting is that there should not be a financial burden or hurdle place for people to get fundamental civil rights, including the right to vote, restored. We also know that that's good for victims who are owed restitution because of the linkage between getting one's civil rights restored and being eligible for certain occupational licenses that could pay a higher wage, that if people's civil rights are restored, and they are then able to get these higher-paying jobs, they're in a better position to pay that restitution to the victims. So this is actually good all around.
Now, your letter also mentions the huge backlog of cases that the Parole Commission has been facing the last couple of years. Approximately how many cases are waiting for review?
The numbers have been increasing exponentially. Especially since the rule changes in 2007. Right now, there are approximately 90,000 cases pending within the Parole Commission. That doesn't even count or include all the individuals whose cases have not even made it to the Parole Commission. But 90,000 cases. The Parole Commission is understaffed and underfunded and wholly unable to process these cases in a reasonable time frame. And in fact, some individuals who have, again, nonviolent offenses, have had their cases sitting at the Parole Commission since 2007. That's more than 3 years. That is just, by any definition, not the promised expedited review that got so much attention back in 2007.
So if Chris does sign or issue an executive order, will that just blanketly return these people's civil rights today, or what would be the time frame for that?
Well, that's what we're asking for, and certainly it can be done. An executive order signed by Governor Chris and two other members of the Board of Executive Clemency could, by its terms, immediately restore civil rights to individuals who, at the time of the signing, meet certain criteria. The criteria we are asking them to include would be nonviolent offenses and people who have completed the terms of their sentence. or the non-monetary terms of their sentence. So that could be done with the stroke of the pen from the governor and two other members of the cabinet and have that automatically take place. At that point, those individuals would be eligible to go and register to vote.
How good do you think the chances are?
Well, we're not going to give up the fight. With all the attention that's being paid to today's clemency board meeting and what looks like a posthumous pardon of Jim Morrison, we really are hoping that Floridians will use this occasion to pay attention to the current civil rights deprivations and really speak up and let the governor know what we know, which is that most Floridians do support post-sentence civil rights restoration. So we're hopeful that the governor will hear the voices of all concerned Florida citizens and do the right thing. Create a real legacy. Create a lasting legacy.
Muslima Lewis is director of the Florida ACLU's Racial Justice Project. You can find links to the ACLU and the letter sent to Governor Charlie Crist on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Lisa Marzilli.